Hi, everyone, and welcome to the 19th episode of the Language Meanderings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to reflect a little bit on if I could go back in time, let's say 20 years ago, when I was just getting started learning my first foreign language, trying to think, like, what advice, after now of all this experience, what advice would I give myself if I could go back in time? Just to give you a little bit of a background, I started learning Spanish in my first year of high school when I was about 15 years old. A few months from now, I'm going to be turning 35. And Spanish, I think, has been one of my harder languages, and because I think it was the first one. And I have seen several other people in the language learning community, like Benny Lewis, who has also expressed the same frustration and kind of desperation trying to learn Spanish, even going to a Spanish-speaking country such as Spain to try to learn it with locals, and to still fail and just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. So if I could go back and talk to myself as a 15-year-old and just give myself some advice, well, I'd say be persistent. Don't give up. No matter what happens, if there's obstacles, if there's failure and mistakes and setbacks, and if there's criticism from people who say the pronunciation is not good, or the grammar is not good, or there's lack of vocabulary, those are just temporary setbacks. Those are not permanent problems. With persistence, with determination, and with a little bit of effort each day, those things can be overcome, and they will eventually. I think I would also say, learning in a classroom with a teacher, and if I go back 20 years and I realized there was no Duolingo, there was no Memorize, there was no Facebook, there was no social media, there was the internet was just still developing, there's still no .com bubble burst and all that, so there wasn't a lot of possibilities. I think at the time there was like ICQ, which eventually I did start to use, but that was like 4 years later. But anyway, learning in a classroom is not the only way to learn a language. Don't be dependent on a teacher to teach you. You need to take the learning process into your own hands and realize that a teacher is a guide. A teacher is a coach. If somebody is a native speaker in a language, that is not always a guarantee that they know their language backwards and forwards, and that they understand grammar the way a foreigner might be interpreting it, and trying to learn why something works a certain way, or why a certain expression is constructed a certain way. So a native speaker, even if they are a teacher, does not always guarantee that they are the best person to consult for explanations. They may know the language instinctively as a native speaker, but and even if they do have certification and lots of years of experience teaching that language, sometimes consulting a fellow learner who has their insights into how they figured out how a language works is somebody who you should also take into consideration when trying to get feedback and trying to get support in terms of understanding how a foreign language works. Also, don't feel that a native speaker is somebody who you cannot approach until you have mastered the language. The sooner you start to interact with native speakers, the better, because there's nothing worse than just saying you've studied a language for 2, 3, 4 years and drawing a blank in front of a native speaker, or being very shy and lacking self-confidence the second a native speaker opens their mouth. That can be very frustrating, and it's important to interact with native speakers. And I'd say in today's world, because of all the social media and audio and video, there's no excuse to kind of interact with native speakers virtually. There are wonderful interviews and podcasts and lots of possibilities to listen to native speakers, especially kind of the language that is spoken on the street with impromptu interviews. It's possible to hear how those people speak and to start imitating their mannerisms and imitating how they think in thought groups or how they link certain ideas, especially when they have to suddenly improvise what they're saying. So even native speakers in that language, that target language you're learning, they have to think suddenly of an answer for a question, or they have to go through their thoughts and put the words together. So native speakers are not perfect people. They have more experience speaking their mother tongue, but that's not always a guarantee that or a kind of a proof that they're the world's best public speakers. People all around the world have to practice speaking in public. And so the sooner you can get your ear around the way those people speak and adapt to that way of speaking, and not be afraid to speak to those people, your chances of feeling more comfortable around native speakers is going to increase. And one comment I remember hearing recently from Ollie Richards from iwillteachyourlanguage.com was saying that in the scheme of things, if you're going to be speaking thousands upon thousands of hours in a target language, is it really a big deal if the first couple of sessions were painful and full of mistakes and difficult to understand? It's really incidental in the scheme of things. So being uncomfortable with a native speaker, having to ask, excuse me, can you please repeat? Can you write that down? I don't understand. I'm sorry. Even if that's the first conversation, that's not the only conversation. Eventually you'll get there. So don't be afraid to talk to a native speaker. Don't be afraid to engage them in a conversation, even if it's just to present yourself and say, hello, how are you? Nice to meet you. My name is, if you try that little by little, it's going to accumulate over time. So do a little bit each day. Don't procrastinate. Just, you'll end up making mountains out of molehills if you don't do 5 to 10 minutes today and then decide, oh, I have to do an hour this weekend to make up for the time I didn't do each day. So, and get that time done at the beginning of the day. Get it out of the way. Just, I mean, even wake up a little bit earlier and do 10 to 15 minutes or a half hour practice, and just start the day with some kind of a satisfaction that you are being productive with your language learning, and not think, okay, at the end of the day, I'll find some time. That time never happens. Just no matter what happens of saying, oh, I think I'm going to have some time this evening, or when I'm not tired, or hopefully I'll be able to do a little bit tonight, it's not going to happen. And then just kind of cramming is not a very effective way to remember vocabulary, remember expressions, but just make it a habit. If it's a question of willpower and trying to kind of, I can get through this because I want to, there's going to be difficult times. There's going to be hard times. There's going to be lack of motivation. There's going to be lack of time management skills. And so it's just a force of habit, and getting into a good habit of doing a little bit each day will help you accumulate a lot of good work over time. Again, in the scheme of things, even if you do have difficulty finding time, a little bit each day does help keep the language active and in the top of mind. So, so far, that's be persistent. Don't be fully dependent on your teacher. Don't be afraid to talk to native speakers. do a little bit each day and find ways to incorporate the language into your lifestyle. So in my case, I like music. So think about music in the target language, or I like cultural things. So study those things in the target language, or history, or any of the interests that I have, try doing them in the target language so that whatever it is that's being studied is something engaging, something interesting, something that is very passionate and that will keep the interest alive. So that's also an extension of using the language as a tool to learn something else. So the sooner you stop learning the language as just a end in itself, and the sooner you start using it as a tool to learn other things, then you kind of pick up the language in a kind of a passive way and in a slightly more intuitive way. So it's not just a frustrating process of, oh, the grammar, the vocabulary, the pronunciation, but study other subjects in school through the target language, and you kind of pick up the target language as a kind of a secondary byproduct of that process. So be creative with that. Maybe even try to use some kind of bilingual texts so that information that has already been learned in the source language or the mother language can be kind of added on to in the target language. Don't think that having to live abroad is the only way to learn the language, because in my experience now of living abroad for 13, almost 14 years, the experience can be very different in one language in one country from another. And however much you engage with the people, it may be stressful having to live in that target language or having to live in that country and trying to adapt to the lifestyle, trying to adapt to a different, just a way of living. And so the language learning possibilities may kind of be put in the background while there is a period of adaptation and kind of struggling to deal with culture shock. Whereas while living in your native country, you don't have to necessarily deal with culture shock, finding an apartment in a foreign language, getting government documents for work papers and long stay visas, and trying to get enrolled in a university, or trying to open a bank account in a foreign country. These are all kinds of things that have to be done in that country so that you can exist. And it could be a source of stress and a source of conflict. But if you don't have to go through that, and you can just focus on learning a language through online platforms like Skype or Italki or GoSpeaky or HelloTalk or other applications that allow you to interact with native speakers without all the stress of living in that foreign country, take advantage of those opportunities. 20 years ago, giving myself advice, those apps and smartphones and cell phones just didn't exist. So that wasn't exactly a possibility. But now with the technology, it certainly is possible to be able to interact with native speakers and get their feedback on writing or speaking or having video chat, audio chat. So try to integrate that as much as possible. And another tip is stay positive. It's so easy to become frustrated and say, I can't do this. I'm not good at this. I'll never be able to do this. People who think that way end up fulfilling their negative thoughts. So the key to taking those negative thoughts and saying, I can't do this, is maybe say, I can't do this now. I can't do it yet. but that doesn't mean I'm never going to be able to do this. So have some kind of a glasses half full approach to the language learning process, that though you may make mistakes right now, you may be slow in speaking, or you may find it difficult to understand what people say. Those are just temporary obstacles, as I said before. So stay positive, stay optimistic, have a positive outlook on the language learning process, and just don't give up. And project an image in your mind of seeing yourself being successful. And how is it going to feel when you achieve your goals and when you are able to carry on a conversation with a native speaker, or in not just that first conversation, but how is being able to speak that language going to change your life or open up new doors or allow you to accomplish other things? Because a language is a tool. It's something that we can use to do other things. It's just the beginning. Once that language is learned and acquired, and I mean, it's a lifelong process to learn the language, but once that process starts and there's kind of a fast track to improving, getting better each day and doing a little bit and staying positive and not giving up, then more and more doors open and new ideas and projects and possibilities start to come up on the horizon. Things that may have seemed impossible in the past, or just something that would happen a long, long time away in the future, suddenly become a lot closer and suddenly become very tangible and suddenly become real. And when you stay positive and you stay focused on those real possibilities with using the language to do and perform other dreams, then this, you get hooked and you become just really passionate about keeping that language alive, using it, and being happy about the whole process and just wanting to accomplish things that are possible. And so stay positive, stay optimistic, and eventually you'll get there. Just don't give up. Even if today you're busy and you think, oh, I'm missing out on my routine, I'm failing on my goals, I'm making mistakes, I'm not good. Today is a short period of time. The years add up eventually if you stay at the language and stay positive and just don't let those temporary setbacks get in the way. Just keep going through it. Keep fighting the good fight, and eventually you'll win. So I think overall those are some of my advice, and this is advice that I have acquired throughout the years and that I have been echoing from the language learning community around me, that I've been little by little discovering in the past few months. And all these people are just so inspiring. And I still do often have my own setbacks with time management and staying focused and not giving myself too many ambitious projects or goals to work on, and trying to stay motivated and not disappoint myself, since I can sometimes be so hard on myself and just set the bar so high and expect so much, but realize I'm only human, and everybody out there in the language learning community, we're all human, and we're not perfect, and we make mistakes, and we are still discovering what works and what doesn't, and we learn from each other, and we learn from other language learners, and we learn from people who come to us for advice as students, or people who may be inspired by the idea of speaking multiple languages, and what's the secret, and really whatever is the best method for you, that's that's the secret for you. I mean, each person is different. Each person has a different way of learning. What works for me doesn't necessarily work for everybody. And what works for perhaps everybody else may come across as something that just doesn't fit with me. So I'm still figuring out what works for me and still figuring out ways to keep myself motivated. So even after 20 years experience of learning languages and speaking them on a daily basis, each day is a new day. Each day is a new opportunity to start from scratch. And each day I have to figure out everything from scratch. Even if I have all that experience, I still have to start the day fresh and start the day from scratch and be really determined to make it the best day possible of my life and the best day possible in language learning, and just keep a positive attitude to say, today it's going to be awesome. Today I'm going to learn a little bit. It's going to be great. I'm going to be able to use a new skill. I'm going to be able to use some new vocabulary or use an expression. And I think really I have to keep the experience, the language experience, personal. I think what's been inspiring me lately is this idea of associating a language with a target person who I want to talk to. So if there's a native speaker who I admire or who is a friend and that I want to communicate with, try to focus on addressing my communication to that person. So there are friends who I have developed in the language learning community, and I just kind of have to focus my efforts on being able to communicate with them and being able to create a dialogue and just stay focused and stay accountable. I think that's a very important word, is to be accountable for my learning process and not just be in my own head and nobody's going to know if I failed my own goals. But if I kind of externalize it and let other people know what I'm trying to accomplish, they keep me accountable. They keep me responsible, and they will check up on me and they will say, hey, how are you doing? And how's the progress? And are you still motivated? And there will be bad days and there'll be difficult days. But the key is to just not give up and to make a little bit each day and to be able to look those people in the eye and say, I gave it my best effort. I wasn't scared. I wasn't nervous. I didn't give up. And when I can tell people I'm making a solid effort and I'm proud of myself and you should be proud of me, then I'm a really happy, motivated language learner. And that's where the magic really starts. And I think that's where dreams come true. And that's where people start to just connect with the language, and it becomes just part of them and part of their daily routine, part of their culture, part of their lifestyle. And then it's just an upward journey to reaching this, like, the peak of a mountain. And at that point, the tipping point of the scales is just, there's so much more momentum when there's success and when there's confidence and when there's optimism and there's progress being made. Stay focused, stay optimistic, and just don't give up. So I think that's the advice I would give to myself 20 years ago, and obviously advice that I would give anybody who's out there trying to learn a foreign language. Just don't give up. Stay at it, stay focused, and be part of a community that's going to support you and encourage you and not let you give up, because that's a real big thing that's developing right now online and social media, is the concept of language learning communities, where we all keep ourselves accountable. We all check up on each other. We all help out and pitch in when somebody else is having a bad day or is losing some motivation or some focus. Somebody else is having a perfect day, and they can reach a lending hand to say, or to pat on the back and say, you're doing a good job, keep up the good work, don't give up, stay focused, stay motivated. And in turn, when those people might have a lack of motivation or lack of focus, people will come back to them and say, well, thank you very much for the support that you gave me when I had my doubts and when I was not feeling very adequate or very motivated. So it's my turn now to give you support. So that's really what a community is all about, is each person finding the support that they need when they need it, and that other people can definitely count on those people, and that they can give back to the community and keep everybody motivated and keep everybody focused, and just we all benefit in that kind of a community environment. So I'll stop here. And so if you are interested in taking an English class with me or to hear more about my language meanderings, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.